Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. And this is our part two
Dose.
To our guest special. Yes, sir. We got Jake still here. We got Marissa.
Still present.
Still here.
Absolutely.
So sit back, relax, and grab a drink with us.
All right, so today we're going to have Marissa talk about why birds aren't real.
They're not real.
Oh, okay.
Give us some information then.
Go ahead. Convince us.
All right, so the whole birds aren't real thing, it starts like with the beginning of the CIA, which was founded in 1947, which everybody pretty much knows that the CIA was, the whole point of it was to watch and survey tens of thousands of Americans during the communist era, because in late 40s and throughout the 50s, that was a big deal. So this, you know, the orchestrated stalking epidemic went on for almost 5 years, and few were found guilty because, like, there really wasn't any proof of them doing it. Oh, I thought you
were... I'm just stretching my neck.
Marissa's trying to crack her neck over here.
That's Madison. But so close. Okay.
Close enough.
So,
same person, different personalities.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know, but Madison and Marissa are actually the same person.
It's two separate identities. There's only three people here.
Okay, so in the early 50s, it became clear that like the threat of communism was only going to rise, and they needed a bigger system on how to track everybody. So, and in 51, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were wrongly arrested and convicted of espionage against the United States, accused of being spies on behalf of the Soviet Union. So this was super publicized, and it gave the CIA that small window to kind of do CCTV and get more into the surveillance of the American people. So for a few years that went on. 53, Alan Dulles was made the first civilian director of the CIA, and he made it his mission to ramp up that surveillance program. So here he is, hiding cameras everywhere, ordering the people on his team to put them in areas that they wouldn't be able to detect. You know, he obviously knew that the camera program possibilities were endless. So on April 15th in 56, he met with President Eisenhower and proposed a plan to put the cameras in the sky. So he knew that, Dulles knew that the sky was the future for his surveillance program. And Eisenhower approved the initial idea and asked him to return when he had figured out how to make it possible. So Dulles left the Oval Office, figured it out, you know, trying to figure out how to do this. And so him and his team hated birds with passion. Makes sense.
As they should.
Birds are spies, and I hate birds. So that's probably why I'm a firm, staunch believer in this. So, and we're heard, like, obviously they would call them, like, on many occasions they were calling them flying slugs and the scum of the sky.
Damn.
As they would often poop on their cars in the parking lot of CIA headquarters. So the guy who started the Birds Aren't Real movement, that's a fake bird.
That's a baby pigeon.
That is the fakest thing I've ever seen in my life. That's a baby pigeon.
So for those that are listening, Marissa brought up before we started recording that she's never seen a baby pigeon.
Because they're not real.
So Jace just pulled up a baby pigeon.
It looks stuffed. I want to point that out. They'll post that on the Instagram.
I was going to say that it looks taxidermied.
Because it is.
That means it's real.
That's what the government wants you to think, okay?
Exactly.
Okay. So, with all the poop on the car, whatever, Dulles wanted to implement the robots in the sky, but wanted to replace the birds in the process. Like, he was like, fuck these birds, we're done with this. So, they didn't need to kill all of the birds and could have launched a quarter of the robot birds that they did, but the pigeons in D.C. at the time were absolutely ruthless. So, in a stolen transcript from an ex-CIA deputy, she says, yeah, the higher-ups were so annoyed that birds had been dropping fecal matter on their car windows that they vowed to wipe out every single flying feathered creature in North America. This is, I don't know why, I can cite my sources. This is really good.
I chuckled a little bit. Look over at Madison. She's dying. So I instantly start laughing.
Because Marissa said, anyway, they were 10 toes down on hating birds because fuck the bird shit.
So far, the CIA said fuck the birds because they kept pissing and shitting on their cars.
All right. So they wanted to create, Dauntless and his team wanted to create the greatest surveillance system ever imagined, with the capability of tracking someone on foot, in a vehicle, or even in their personal home. So, you know, we're moving on to how did they do it? So how did they get rid of 12 billion birds between 59 and 71? So Dauntless is given the task of reallocating $65 billion of public health funds towards the forced extinction of these birds. On May 6 of 1957, he met with an unidentified man from the Boeing airplane program, company, not program, and ordered 120 B-52 bombers. Dauntless knew that if his government was to go undetected, he had to keep these aircrafts out of sight from the American public. He was under strict orders not to leave a trace of his actions, so he just devised a plan to construct the aircraft in Nevada's Area 51. So 23 men from the Boeing Engineering Department traveled to Area 51, and they were seen by a few individuals bringing couches and rugs into the bus, and were also heard discussing, and I quote, really cool playlist for the road trip. They didn't have playlists back then. So again, this whole movement was started by some 23-year-old in college.
So I have a quick question for you, yeah. If you're ready for it.
That's fine. I should have taken notes on
this. So you're talking a lot of the historical background behind it, yet you said it was started by a 23-year-old in college very recently.
In 2016, he, like, started the movement going and, like, bringing attention to it. Because why would – the government's not going to bring attention to this. Why are they going to tell everybody that they
– So you're saying the 23-year-old, who I actually have his name here, Peter – oh, boy.
Because the thing Peter is, you guys are looking Mackin at stuff to try Doe. To debunk each other.
Peter McIndoe, I believe his name is.
Yeah.
I just want to give credit where credit's due. You're saying he's the one that kind of start the movement and bring it everything to light? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify for that.
I'm here for the ride.
Same. Broncos country.
Broncos country.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
So the 120 bombers that they needed to get rid of all of these birds, it took about 2 years to build all of them. So how did they actually kill the birds? What were they using to do it? So these water tanks in the bombers were filled with a bird poison that once it hit the birds, it would give the bird a virus that could be passed on to other birds. So basically they were just like doing chemical warfare with these birds, you know, giving it to one thing, letting them get rid of each other. The poison was sprayed from about an altitude of 8,000 feet and were completely dissolved before it hit the ground. So basically only birds would be affected by its terror. And once a single drop of the poison struck the bird's feather, the virus would take hold through the feather fibers and make its way into the bloodstream. And it took like 24 hours to get rid of them. So on June 2nd in 59, Operation Water the Country was born. It was the original secret code name given to the program to get rid of all the birds from 59 to 76. And then after that, it was renamed Operation Very Large Bird. According to this, the person in charge of naming the program didn't want to get into any copyright trouble with the popular PBS show Sesame Street by naming the project Operation Big Bird. So within the next 6 years, 15% of the bird population was wiped out. And during these first few years, bird prototypes were being released by the 100 million. Like, they're releasing millions of these fake fucking birds. So the term drone was not used at this time. Obviously, they didn't really know what that was. Science has evolved. And they were called robot birds. So, yeah.
What year was this?
This was 59 to 76.
Okay.
So wait, it wasn't just preferences. It wasn't just pigeons. It was
no, it's all birds.
Seagulls.
I didn't bring my bird like card that tells you what each one is. I think it's online. I'll find it. So the CIA were originally the only ones responsible for this, and JFK was a sitting president at the time, had no idea what was going on. So the CIA didn't want anyone to know, but certain departments to find out what was going on. Even the pilots of the bombers didn't know what was going on. So the chief commanding officer of Water the Country told them that they were watering the grass of the entire country. I thought you were laughing. To this day, it's highly unlikely that the pilots even know that they assisted in the largest mass murder in world history.
Genocide of all birds.
Bird genocide. So on October 25th, 1963, Kennedy was shown a prototype of the Turkey X-500, a robot that specialized in killing larger birds like eagles and falcons. The robot displayed its surveillance skills as well.
They're shooting eagles out of the sky.
That's why they're endangered.
Damn.
Damn.
So wait, was there like a robotic turkey, like a Terminator turkey?
Yeah, there's, well, there's that picture.
I would like to see it.
There's that picture of JFK with the giant turkey.
I've never seen that before.
It's on the website.
It'll be on Instagram.
Put it on that
too.
Instagram, girl.
So the robot displayed its surveillance skills as well as its ability to find and track escaped criminals. Kennedy was impressed with what he was shown, but continued to demand the immediate shutdown of the operation. And less than a month later, he was dead. Now, I'm not, you know, these two things may not be connected.
They are.
But they
100%
are. 100%. Kennedy said, stop killing the birds and stop surveilling people.
He said, we'll kill you instead.
The CIA said, bet. Oh, you're going top down at that thing in Texas? Money.
Run that.
So,
not the money.
JFK was murdered by the CIA because he was against the mass murder of every feathered flying creature in the United States.
Is this another conspiracy theory?
This is a part
is this
of...
a conspiracy
theory? Oh, so it's like it's we're getting a two-in-one special right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole JFK thing. That's
get comfortable. We're not even in the 2000s yet.
So, I will say that the whole birds aren't real thing, like the birds being replaced, it's only for birds in North America, in the United States. It's not birds in Canada, Mexico, whatever. So, he was... to be the first and only president to stand against the murder of the birds, from Lyndon Johnson to Donald Trump. We don't know about Biden yet. It hasn't been updated. We don't know
cannot
how he
confirm.
Feels about the birds. I guarantee he's on board with killing the birds. So every president we've had since has turned a blind eye to the atrocities that began in 59. After Kennedy was killed, the CIA started rigging elections. They would only allow candidates who were anti-bird and pro-citizen surveillance to win the presidency. So it all started in 73. The Vietnam War was ending and thousands of U.S. troops were returning home. Operation Water the Country was handed over to William Colby, the new head of the CIA under President Gerald Ford. Colby renamed Operation Water the Country to Operation Very Large Bird and reenacted an internal rule that anyone who had worked on the original Operation Water the Country was to be released of their duties and removed from their position. It had been over 10 years since the operation had begun, and they had only managed to replace 26% of the bird population with robots. This was about 35% under target, and Colby wanted to hire people who could get the job done faster. I had to switch pages. So... so one of the guy Colby fired turned out to be he was a whistleblower, and he risked his life to share the movement. So the movement didn't officially start in 16. It started in the 70s. So it was a cold, rainy night, according to this, in November 73. Our source, he's nameless, to protect him, showed up on the doorstep of Clark Griffin, a young teenager from San Francisco. Clark had been an outspoken activist during the tail end of the Vietnam War, and now that the war had ended, the master knew that Clark would need another cause to campaign. As the guy who worked for Colby knew that he had to share what he knew with someone young, someone bright, who could be the face of the resistance. He knew that if he tried to start the movement himself, he would never be seen again. Since Clark was already an outspoken activist against the war, he knew that he needed something to campaign about the government atrocities of the 60s and 70s surrounding the bird genocide, not homicide. So obviously Griffin was shocked that he learned that the government was replacing birds with drones. He quickly formed a team from the original members of his pro-peace anti-war campaign and tasked them with traveling to various college campuses across the United States and standing on street corners and in amphitheaters at these places, preaching the feathered gospel and awakening many students, quickly forming a huge activist base. This quickly became known as the Tour of Freedom. So it only took a few months for the team to realize that their supporters had grown so large that they needed to hold a public rally to show the government just who they were dealing with and what they were up against. So they went to do a rally in D.C. And the rally was attended by upwards of 2,000 people, mainly supporters from various college campuses, who had driven through the night just to protest and show their support. During the rally, the Secret Service was ordered to confiscate any film being taken of the event to prevent it from being aired on television. So these rallies would be held every year following 74 until 93, when the government officially put an end to the first Birds Aren't Real movement. So Clark's missing, apparently.
She's so casual about it. He's missing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh, no, I've talked to him. All right. Sadly, we don't have much information on what happened between the 91 rally and 2017, a massive amount of time that we could have accomplished so much for the movement. So,
stand by,
that's
folks.
It. That's just
versus a filler episode.
It's from the actual Birds Aren't Real website. It's the last time it was updated was 2019. So this is talking about our prior president. It said that Trump has been using sophisticated tactics to keep our movement suppressed, and he knows that he can't regulate the internet as well as he would like to. Instagram has begun the process of censoring our message as they remove post after post. Other movements have sprung up all across the world as millions of people fear that their government is also not to be trusted. While there is zero evidence to suggest that countries in Europe or other places have enacted this process of moving birds in replace of robots, the fear is still alive. Obviously for good reasons. If America did it, who's to say other places aren't doing it? So there's a lot of things that, like, obviously, it's like, hey, why aren't these birds going to Mexico? Why aren't they going to Canada? They're programmed to not, like, fly over into these countries. There are still some that venture into these countries for a few reasons, picking up drugs, keeping the drug war alive, for eventual delivery to the lower class segments of our major cities. The government will do anything that they can to maintain control over its citizens, even getting them hooked on drugs. Another reason is simple, keeping tabs on U.S. citizens who go on vacation. Any bird you see flying across the U.S. border, see either Mexico or Canada, they're simply tracking the American citizens who are, like, traveling. And then there's more on Trump. This is in 16. So the wall will actually be encapsulated with thousands of microwave guns that can track any bird entering the United States and shoot it with harsh microwaves, which destroy the bird's ability to fly and will leave it deceased in under a few hours. We're killing birds, man.
Yeah, okay, so here's my thing, though. Is that we know that birds, like, migrate. You know what I'm saying?
Prove it.
From, like, hot areas to cold, or like cold areas to hot areas, you know, the birds from up north come down to Florida.
What are the specific
migration
birds?
Migration, you know, they migrate. So, and obviously, you know, birds migrate from country to country, you know, Canada. So are we saying that there's no
real birds?
No, birds in other countries are real birds.
I think it's 50-50.
So, okay, so you think the 50% of the population is robotic, 50% of the population is, like, alive and well.
Yeah, how can we control, like, what birds and all that?
Because I'm not gonna lie, birds still poop on my car.
It's tracking. They're tracking devices.
The poop?
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and get right in. Are you done with your whole?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to go ahead and give my two cents real quick. The individual who started the whole movement, the Peter guy. I'm not gonna pronounce his last name again. Y'all can rewind this for it.
McIndoe?
We'll go with McIndoe. That's good enough for me. He did an interview, him and two of his fellow bird believers. We're did bird an interview, truthers. Bird truthers, my apologies to the bird truthers out there. They did an interview with 60 Minutes, and you could just tell it was kind of a sham. And then when they got into it,
how are you telling it's a sham? By their body language?
I mean, the fact that they were...
They're on 60 Minutes. That's a reputable source.
What did he say? He said,
like,
"Why did?"
Like, it's like something that was started in, like, a Reddit page.
Because he said something along the lines of, "Oh, I could get a website."
Could you
get one?
I could. He essentially was saying he doesn't trust the media and all that. And then they said, "Why did you do 60 Minutes then?" And he said something about, like, "Well, I love doing stuff about clocks, and I have a real love for clocks." And then he starts laughing, and you could tell he was kind of putting on a joke. And he then goes on to, the 60 Minutes then goes on to say, like, hey, all right, we finally got to meet the real guy. And they asked him about the movement. And he essentially says that dropped out behind birds aren't real is fortunately nothing like the megaphone carrying character under the cowboy hat. He has told us it's all a parody. And it's spread to billboards, bumpers, stickers, and popped up at a halftime during the NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship game last month. What is the purpose of all this, the interviewer asked, which Peter responded, so it's the concept of misinformation and almost building a little safe space to come together within it and laugh at it, rather than to be scared by it, and accept the lunacy of it all, and be a bird truther for a moment in time when everything's so crazy. So he essentially admits that the movement itself is a sham. However, it is a essential mockery to everything that's going on to kind of give a safe space to everyone.
But I see, like, I interpret that as, like...
He's protecting the movement.
That it's him, that it is real.
So, him admitting it's all a sham means it's real to you.
But you think...
Not a sham, though, but, like, him saying that... Because, like, when he says, like, the lunacy, whatever, does he mean...
It says right here, it's all a parody, so...
But yeah,
but that stuff's real. Like, before the 23-year-old, or however old he is now, kid came up with it, that all happened.
Like, they had...
So, right.
It's
so, attached
to so events what, in history.
That's the thing. So, like, I feel like that's kind of ignorant for a 20-something-year-old to say, well, I started a movement as, like, a joke, but, like, there's history backing it up. That
so, it's not... So, I can understand if, like, a denier says something, but when it's the individual who starts the entire movement... I don't think you can say it's ignorant for him to say something about the movement.
They literally killed a sitting U.S. president because he did not support it.
I don't so agree
think,
with that.
Why?
They killed Kennedy because they didn't
agree with the
they didn't agree
I think
the
there was alternative
I
motives that...
I think there were Kennedy. A couple reasons why they killed Kennedy
yeah,
and birds weren't on the top.
I don't think that it's that was the sole reason. Like, they said, man... We're not going to have
this birds. Guy doesn't like birds.
Yeah,
like
bird CIA and the mob got together and said, you know what? This
However,
guy and birds, we got to take him out.
I do think, though, that could be.
There was a laundry list of reasons that they killed Kennedy.
I don't think that Kennedy was just randomly shot. That definitely was ulterior motives. But I also think that the birds not being real have some
truth
to it.
Here is Kennedy.
There was
I saw that picture.
There was an entire
but isn't that just Thanksgiving?
No, that's the turkey? Like the bird prototype. It says it right there.
That looks like a...
Yeah.
That'll
yeah.
Be, that'll be
that's very believable.
Too. However, but that's the thing, though, is, like, that actually happened in history before this, like... Like, why would they put government funding into something that didn't have truth to it?
Why would they build 120, bombers to get rid of birds?
Well, hold on. Time out. They didn't build 120 bombers to get rid of birds. They built 120 bombers, just period.
To get rid of the birds.
That well, come on. You can't tell me they built 20 bombers just to get birds.
You can't tell me that they didn't.
You can't.
I can.
You can't sit here.
Because I'm a shapeshifter. I'm a lizard person, like we said last episode. I am JFK.
He goes, I actually know about the birds.
He's Elon Musk, JFK.
I'm all the above, baby.
What are they saying, the boys? I'm stronger. I'm better.
I'm stronger. I'm better. I'm better. Shout out the boys. That is a top show. That is elite.
Yes, sir. I finished
it. If you want to sponsor us.
Amazing.
But it's like, so it's that they charge on the power lines. They do all of this.
I don't think Jeff Bezos is going to sponsor us. I'm going to be honest. Elon Musk, maybe. But Jeff Bezos, that's drinking Bush Light. But Jeff Bezos, maybe not.
Shout out Bush Light.
You got that charcuterie company.
There's a charcuterie company that's based out of Tallahassee, Florida, if anyone is interested. Phenomenal work. Phenomenal.
Charcuterie boards.
A shark's coochie board.
Well, you got the city wrong that it's based out of, but that's fine.
Can
it's
you
Monticello.
Can you make the meat flowers?
Yeah, the meat roses?
Yeah.
Super easy, yeah.
I know, I did it.
I don't watch TikTok, but that's actually the conspiracy theory within it, is the meat roses.
Fuck the birds. The meat roses is what we're here to talk about. All right.
So, Chase, what do you think?
Why'd you single me out like that?
Pause.
Because we know...
Say that again. Say that again. Chase, what do you think?
So, Chase, what do you think? Like, because obviously I'm very for birds not being real. Jake is apparently JFK, so he knows that they're not... That they are real. What are your...
Are you a bird?
Like, are you a bird? Like, do you think that birds are real, or do you think that there could be some wiggle room that it might, that there's some truth to this conspiracy theory?
Before you answer that, I just want to point out for the audio listeners.
We only have audio listeners.
So, to all our listeners, see, apparently.
Thank God, no.
We are split
bird
up.
Outside.
So, Jace and I, being Jake, are on one side of the room, and Marissa and Madison are on the other side. So it looks like we're kind of split up on bird truthers versus bird deniers.
Why don't you just let Jace... What if Jace wants to come over on this side?
I don't.
He does.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Thank you. Okay, he's so got my back.
Say, you're not thinking that all 12 million birds, however many birds are, I don't know the exact number, have been replaced with drones.
No, absolutely,
absolutely not.
That is a lot of birds to get rid of. All right, I'll give you that. No, do you think some of them have been replaced with drones?
That's the thing. Like, I feel like
none at all. You don't think any single bird
could be a drone?
Even you don't think the pigeons in New York could be
absolutely
drones.
Not. I don't.
Are you kidding me? They have no fear of.
I think they're rats. I think they are the
to be
scum
fair,
of
society. The squirrels at USF also have their.
They're also probably.
However,
next conspiracy, they're drones for USF.
I do, because I feel like there's so much that we don't know about the government and stuff. I feel like it's hard to say that you for sure know that that's not what their plan was.
So what I
can you want to surveil us?
So what
can you at least agree with that?
Well, first off, can we let Jace actually answer?
We tried, and you jumped in. So Jake, shut the
hell up, Jake! Damn it! All right, I'm sorry, Jace. Go ahead and speak.
What?
That's why we didn't let Jace speak. I said, Jace, go, and he said, what?
I think I'm totally on the side of birds being real. Just because it's like...
Grab me up. There we go.
Out of my 22 years of living...
Don't age yourself like that. Come on now.
Hey, come on. We have 4 years on you guys.
I've...
Oldies.
All right,
we
Mom.
We have life experience. And
with
the birds.
I've
charged our birds on the power line.
The USB cables.
You
that's
think,
why Marissa needed a...
All right, you want... I'm trying to...
That's why
my
power
story.
Lines aren't underground so they can charge the birds.
So yeah, that's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Can we let Jay speak?
Sorry, Jace. I'm very passionate about the birds.
Yeah, I'm very passionate. Save the birds. Hashtag.
If it flies, it spies.
If it flies, it spies. That's the only thing I agree with right there.
It's so catchy.
I think statistically, out of my 22 years of living, I would have seen a robotic bird by now.
But you can't tell.
Are you catching them?
I have seen birds before that
I've
have
birds
been
too.
Hit, killed, and all that.
Yeah, look, go on fucking 275. You're going to see
you're
some roadkill.
You're not seeing their guts. You're just seeing
I actually
feathers.
Am seeing their guts.
But we're not saying that, though. We literally just said there are birds that are real.
Not all of them are fake.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. We just said that there's a possibility that some of them are fake and that they're drones.
But also, like, what's the time frame? Like, are they serviceable for 50 years?
Well, yeah, and when they go out of commission, they just they take that bird out and replace it.
But
they're charging on power lines. They have that's why they're charging on power lines.
True.
Well, but like, what's the
that's
point
not
of bird?
That is not true.
What's the point of bird shitting on your car?
No,
it's to track what you're doing.
So hold on, let me stop you real quick. You're saying
but some birds
the entire
because it's in the wrong place.
So
all the time.
So I've brought up the point that. The founder of this entire organization. I wouldn't call it an organization.
He
the founder of the movement. The one who started the movement.
It wasn't him. No one was.
Who started the movement? I'm not talking about historical points. I'm talking about the person who started the movement amongst people, and especially recently. The people who are responsible for the, air quotes, protest, the websites and all that, was started by a group of college students. I don't know if they're actually in college.
No,
let me take that
so
back.
So it was this guy who used to work for, what's his name? He used to work for Colby, who I talked about earlier. We don't know his name to protect him, but he went up to Clark Griffin, a young teenager from San Fran. This is in 73 after the Vietnam War. So that's after all of those protests are going on. So he goes, well, I protested the war. What else do I have to focus on now? So this guy who used to work on, who worked on the drone, the bird drones, went to this guy and was like, hey, this is what's going on. Like, you already have a big following of people with your protests on the war. Talk about the birds. They're not real. This is the proof. This, and this.
My point's still valid, though. He's not the one who started the movement.
Because it went, when did it stop? So they did a rally in 74. Or in 73 is when the rally started in New York, in D.C. So 2,000 people were there. So from 74 to 93, it's when these rallies were being held every year. So 93 until 17, I think is what this said. There was just this hiatus of it because this, I don't know, maybe Griffin died. I have no idea. He's missing. Whatever. I don't know where he is. So somebody else picked up the movement. That's how movements and stuff like this go. Like, they take a brief hiatus and then they come back. Like, it's a resurgence of it.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that.
That's how
I would.
What do you mean? That's how cults and shit work.
Well, no.
This is a cult, by the way, everybody. Yeah.
Can't confirm Marissa is a cultist.
Just for the birds.
Just for the birds.
They're not real.
No, I'm saying the whole birds aren't real movement in our current situation. The whole movement we have right now was started by this Peter.
Yes.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, correct. He brought it back to life.
So take that.
So, but for him. Out of the equation. Well, no. But I'm saying, but for the guy, the head, the guy who's leading the charge currently. For the whole movement, for him to come out and say, yeah, this was all a parody for me and my friends who were the ones to bring it back.
So then here's my thing, though. You can make a parody about anything. Even if there's concrete evidence, that's literally what a conspiracy theory is. You can make a parody of it.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, though, is that doesn't
make it
that
untrue.
That doesn't make it untrue. Like, because I could say that I could make a parody of global warming not existing or whatever. That doesn't make it true.
So
does it?
That's what I brought up last episode. Well, no, that's what, and I'm answering it. That's what I brought up last episode was that.
For our listening viewers,
the audio listening, non-visual people.
The people that can't hear.
I'm gonna have to stop you guys right there. Flipped Madison off.
She made a face.
I'm gonna have to stop you guys right there for YouTube. We are not being recorded. This is going to be strictly fucking audio.
Actually, there's a camera up there.
You know, little do you know. I'm just kidding. No, all right. But as I said the last episode, conspiracy theories only need one thing. And that is just one bit of evidence, one thing that makes sense.
Okay.
And it takes off. So the whole birds aren't real movement... It only needs the president pardoned a turkey. There was a person who worked and said, hey, there was this. We did X, Y, Z. It can be whatever you want. There only needs to be one thing. I'm talking about there's an entire movement for it right now. There's an entire group of people who believe that the birds are...
They work for the bourgeoisie because they're not real.
Yes. So there are an entire group of people who believe that they are working for the bourgeoisie. They're not real, all of that. So my point is the individual who is spearheading this entire group right now came out and said the whole reason that we brought it. I'm just going to say this. The whole reason why we brought it back. I'll put air quotes. Brought it back. Was to make fun of everything else right now and to give people a safe space to come and do whatever, do whatever they want. That's what he said, not me. That's what he said. So I have the interview right here. I have the quotes.
Taking him out of the equation.
Okay. We'll take the head of the movement out.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second.
You're not...
Taking that interview out.
Okay.
Because again, many reasons why he could have done it to stay safe from the government because they don't want people knowing this stuff.
Do you two think you guys would believe it if it weren't for him?
Yeah, because here's the thing.
Why?
Because they're not real.
Okay.
That's a real convincing argument.
Let me tell you. Because I just think that you're putting a lot of...
credibility in the head of the organization? Yeah, I believe that.
No, because you're saying that, like... Okay, for example, you're saying that, like, the whole point of conspiracy theory... is things that are basically could poke a hole in a fact, correct?
Say that again?
Like, you're saying that a conspiracy theory, the essentials of it, what you said in the first podcast and now, that it is poking holes in a fact, correct?
I would...
Yes or no? Is that what you said? Yes or no, Jake?
Play the clip back. It's a yes.
Run it back.
I need you to...
Jake's
run it back. It's a yes.
I did not.
No, I'm saying a conspiracy theory is... simply something that people can believe due to one to multitude.
Are you mansplaining what I just told you?
My legs are crossed, so I don't know what you mean by mansplaining.
Mansplaining? Are you telling me?
That's mansplaining.
What does mansplaining have to do with our...
Because I just told you that. That's literally what I just said.
You're saying, did you say that? And I'm like, I don't remember.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're saying that because you're putting the faith in the, let's say... 90.
The man who's leading the charge? Yes.
Take
the 25-year-old that wasn't even alive when any of this stuff in history was happening.
Okay.
Take the
as a word, neither of us.
Stupid ass, you, sorry, whatever your name is, 25-year-old out of here.
Okay, take this out.
Take that out of there.
Okay, because so the current movement doesn't exist.
The current movement.
Forget, because the current movement is based on past history.
So okay, take the current movement out. Okay, we can do that.
That if there is a, even if I'll give you 99% that there's a fact or whatever, the 1% of where a conspiracy theory comes from, you can't say that, oh, well, that's just a one-off. That just doesn't make it, because that's the whole point of the conspiracy.
That's what, yes. The whole point of conspiracy theory is you can't tell them they're wrong.
Exactly, because you don't know.
But yes, exactly. That's like what we talked about in the last discussion.
So you're admitting that you don't know if it's true.
I cannot sit here.
Am I
and
wrong?
I cannot.
I took debate.
Wow.
Like we talked about for a little bit on UFOs last episode, I cannot sit here and look you two in the eyes and say you two are wrong. The same way, you two cannot sit there and look at me in the eyes and tell me you're right.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of a conspiracy theory.
That's what we're saying.
And you're wrong. I heard that.
Well, Schmerz is just saying things, but I'm saying.
She's one of the bird people.
Yeah, she is.
She's a lizard. She's a lizard person.
She
I forgot.
Is the bird. Shitting on people's
cars. I'm JFK. She's the one who shot me, right? That's the lizard people. We'll take that out. We'll take that out. And cut.
But that's what I'm saying, though, is like, even if it's 99% truth, them doing the 1% is open for speculation, because that means that the rest of the truth might not be what we think it is.
So are you saying that you don't think that the government is spying on us?
Well, hold on. Time out.
That's a whole different
thing. That is a whole different debate. I know Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden told us that the NSA is, in fact, spying on us.
Who?
Edward Snowden.
That's what the NSA is for.
Well, I mean,
but you don't.
I'm just saying he's letting us know.
You don't think they would use anything of everything available in their arsenal?
I'm just saying.
Spy on American people.
I am saying that in order for the U.S. government to kill off the entire bird population,
I didn't say all of that,
in the American,
they killed 27% of birds off.
In order for the U.S. government to kill off 27% of the birds that fly through America, and replace them with robotic birds who have cameras and fill in the blanks. I don't know what all they, I don't know what the latest model includes, as Marissa grabs the laptop and a worrying
it's the
matter.
The Hawk 3000.
The Hawk, give me the Hawk 4000. I want, screw Apple, screw Tim Cook. I want the Hawk 3000. Give me the info on it. Give me the specs on it.
Because they have a wireless antenna.
A wireless antenna.
A camera.
Oh, a camera.
A microphone.
A microphone.
Their eyes are the camera. Their microphone is in their neck.
Okay.
The wireless antenna is also, like, their backbone. They have a speaker.
They have a speaker.
CPU. I don't know what a CPU is.
And a CPU. Like, okay. So it's a flying computer, essentially.
Yes.
In order for them to do that, not now, but back in, I believe you said the 70s?
Yes.
I don't think we had the technology to do all
that. They did have the technology. Why? Back then.
But I don't think they had the technology to compact it in such a small bird.
Did you see the birds in the 70s that you can?
What are they fucking
back
huge?
It up? Have you seen them?
I'm pretty sure I know what they look like. They didn't evolve in 30 years.
Did I see birds when I was not alive?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly.
You guys are
arguing for a point that none of us were alive for, and also none of us are part of the government.
And you guys are arguing for a point that you guys weren't alive for.
No, but that's what I'm saying. We're just going off cuff. I'm personally arguing that, like, if they're saying that they replace 27% of the birds, that's not saying that all birds are not real.
Yes, actually, a lot of birds. I can agree with you
it's
on that. Yes.
27%?
27% is a lot.
Because it's like one of those things. It's a funny joke of like, oh, no, birds are real.
27%. That's 1/4. So one of us is a drone right now. You know that, right?
I just start rotating on the room. But that's what I'm saying. It's Jake. That's why he's so against it. He doesn't want us to know the truth. So that's the thing.
Reprogramming.
Because the thing is like, obviously, the government's watching us. But like, so what did you think the technology was if we didn't have Alexas, if we don't have iPhones and all that stuff? What technology then do you propose was surveillancing?
Yeah.
There we go. Surveillancing Americans. What is your counteract proposal?
Okay, but
are you talking about now or the 70s?
in the 70s.
Before we, like I'm saying, like before we had like the technology we do now, because obviously everyone has iPhones, laptops, iPads, AirTags. Like, it's easy to track anybody. A hacker could to track you. But like, then what do you think if it's, you know, not birds or whatever?
Shout out to hackers.
No. What do you think it would be then?
Do you want to answer this one, Jace?
Well, I just have a different thing.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Is that you're saying that like the Alexas and all that are tracking us like in our homes and everything?
That's been proven.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that. Okay, okay. I do agree with that.
Jason, okay, right, God, sorry.
Damn, I'm going to sit back in the corner.
So I'm just going to hit record.
And no, stop recording.
But for these birds, if they're surveillancing us, are they in our house too? Like,
have you ever had a bird in your house?
I've never had a fucking bird in my house.
I actually have before.
My wife had birds in my pool cage.
I've had birds at the credit union I used to previously.
All right, but that's besides the point.
There's been Bass Pro,
yeah.
BSW.
That's besides the what we're trying to argue here is Harry Potter versus Star Wars. Like we said last episode. No, all right. The real question is here. I'm going to make it as simple as possible for everyone here right now and our audience that is not watching but listening.
Thank you.
For the people that can't hear.
For the people who can't hear. Now, the question is, do we think the U.S. government has the technology and the advancements in order to take away 27% of the population of birds and replace them with some sort of drone?
Yes.
Do you two believe yes? Meanwhile, Jace and I believe no. Okay. And not now, in the 70s.
Yes.
I do not believe so.
In 60, okay, they had wiretaps on Marilyn Monroe that were small and in her ceiling. They had the technology to make stuff small enough to put in a bird.
But that's a wiretap is one thing.
Oh, like, yeah. Putting a camera somewhere is one thing. Putting a microphone somewhere is one thing. Putting together a device that can fly around and act like a natural being is completely different. To surveillance. Do I think the government was surveilling? Yes. Do I think they were creating birds?
So
no.
So we have the technology, and just Google it, the moon landing in...
You literally don't believe the moon landing.
You don't believe the moon landing, so why are you bringing that up?
But that's what I'm saying, though. If we can allegedly land on the moon and have... Or, like, have, like, Apollo 11, whatever, land on the moon, or have all of these other... I guess, milestones in history for technology. Why is it so wild to you, the thought process of a camera and a microphone?
Because it's so compact.
No, it's not compact. The thing is
that... They've gotten the big birds back then. I don't know.
The thing, though, is that you want to talk about the moon landing. Giant rocket going up. That's one thing.
That's a whole other episode for a whole other time.
My whole thing is, go look at the first computer. Go look at everything that was created for... It was massive. Condensing it is where the difficulties come in. Then, not only condensing it, putting it in something to act natural and act... AI is not something that has been around for a long time.
I don't think...
Marissa is showing us a picture of a pigeon with a camera as a head.
CCTV camera on its head.
But I don't think... I think that you are underestimating what... was available to the public versus what was available just to the government.
And I believe you are overestimating it.
No. Yes, ma'am.
That's not how that works.
Yes, it is. If I say no, I'm right.
You think that's like alien technology or something? I'm not pausing it.
All right, Marissa, if you're ready, I got a couple questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least Jason and I do.
All right, hit me with them.
I'm going to hit you with the first one. You ready for this?
Always.
So one thing that really irks me is when I scrub my truck clean, I get everything beautiful, and I come out the next day and there's white spots all over it because these birds, these air quotes drones that you say, are taking a number two and a number one all over my truck. If they're drones, what is that?
Okay, so this is all directly from the movement page.
That the guy created that you said is... Throw them out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just wanted to point that
this
out.
This is all the FAQs from
And from her own thoughts.
I'm in my ninth lifetime here. I was alive when the movement started.
Lizard people, right?
Lizard people.
You and me. Yeah.
Regenerated.
Forgot about that.
So this says, bird poop was originally thought to be oil discharge from the early bird drone models. After the further research has been done, that was wrong. Bird poop regularly falls on vehicles in large amounts. So, like, you're not getting giant amounts of bird poop on your car. You're just parking in bad spots.
My driveway?
Yeah. None of a sudden, you should park under the trees.
There are none.
Recent studies show that 87% of bird poop in populated areas falls on people's car. And why? Confidential documents leaked in 2018 revealing that bird poop is actually a form of liquidated tracking apparatus. If you walk outside and notice some bird poop just happen to fall on your car, be aware that you are now being tracked by the United States government. It is recommended you clean your car exterior regularly to avoid this. I will say, birds don't poop on my car. And I live in the country.
Birds don't poop on mine either.
I'm not.
Except on my door handle. But other than that, not.
So I see bird piss, which is the white stuff you see. I see bird piss all over the place. Are they tracking sidewalks? Or what, are they tracking the street?
People step on it. It gets on your shoes. They're able to track you that way.
The 73% could be on the sidewalk.
You know, I might have been with you for a second, and now I'm completely lost.
Wait. I thought you said that it was 100% now, and the 26 was back in the
70s. I did say that. I didn't say that.
You just said the 73%.
No, but I'm saying, for me separate, like, me and Marissa are together on this, but also, I don't think 100%... That was my point earlier.
You think 70%? You think 73% of her?
I'm using her. Actually, I can't do math. 74, whatever the case is.
Whatever the hell the number is.
Yeah.
The number is.
I'm just using the numbers that were given. That, like, I feel like the ones on the sidewalk are like the regular birds.
But the ones on your car. And when they poop on you.
Alexa, I will say, my sister. Sorry,
name drop.
Alexa.
Name drop. Name drop.
Nah, she
my
can afford
sister,
it.
I mean, Jake has our own government names in here. So.
My sister.
And oh.
Like, one time we were at Busch Gardens, and she literally, Busch Gardens has so many trees. She got pooped on.
She's getting tracked.
Three times. Cordial. Within a 10-minute period.
They want to make sure they know where she's going.
Busy park. That tracks her. What do you say about that?
What
did I say about that?
How that's in a busy theme park three times.
She's 100% a great person for the government to track.
If you are gonna sit here and tell me don't park in my driveway, I'm gonna sit here and tell you, Alexis, don't walk there.
That's fine.
Like that's exactly what y'all told me, so I'm just gonna throw it right back at y'all.
I don't care. I didn't get pooped on. Did you not hear the story?
My car doesn't get pooped on.
Did you forget the my sister part?
My car's white, so I wouldn't notice, honestly. So that the entire question of that is based off the flawed understanding of what a robot is. With major technological advances only recently being made in the 20th century, many still think that a robot—I'm air quoting that—can only be a metallic machine with gears and wires. Bird drones are not this. The government has access to futuristic technologies. Going back to the UFO thing, they're getting it from the aliens. The government has access to futuristic technologies, making it possible to create a robot using parts indistinguishable from a biological organism. After all, if the robot replicas didn't exactly look and feel like real birds, the entire plot would be exposed.
But again, you guys are getting these answers
from the movement page.
The individual who you said...
I have not gotten one answer from the movement page.
I'm getting all of my answers.
I'm not looking at you, though. I'm looking at Marissa.
You said you got...
One you guys being just Marissa.
Is this movement serious? And he says yes. Why is he putting false information on his website? I'm sure
he wants
website?
To make you think it's real.
Why would he be...
What do you want him to say? No? LOL? Like
false besties. No.
No, but you two both told me take him out of the equation.
Yes.
But yet you turn around and take what he's saying to answer these questions.
We don't know.
I believe he actually is the one running the website.
Well, I don't know that. I can't shoot him a text message and ask.
Me go back to 60 minutes.
Personally, I think it's the same thing with that some birds obviously are getting rammed on I-4. I don't think that necessarily means...
So can I ask y'all a question real quick?
Correct, yes.
Which do you think is more likely? Because I can see this a little more. Do you think it's more likely that they are killing off the birds and replacing them with drones? Or do you think that they are adding, let's say, a camera or something to living birds themselves?
Like they're cyborgs or something?
I wouldn't say cyborgs, but like back in the day, you used to use carrier pigeons and stuff like that to carry messages. Do you think that they're capturing the birds and maybe installing a camera inside them or installing microphones inside them and then re-releasing them? Or are you saying they're 100% robotic?
I feel like that's hard. I feel like that's an interesting
because
that I feel
like before you guys answer that, going back to Jace's statement, the roadkill, these birds are living, breathing organisms.
Yeah, I answered the roadkill question.
I didn't say they weren't.
So, like, that's what I'm asking. Do you think it's more of they're adding pieces to the birds, or do you think they're just 100% replacing them?
I think it could be both.
Frankenbirds.
Frankenbirds.
I think both can be true at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, one can't, like, it's just because one is real, one exists doesn't mean that the other can't.
Fair.
Why'd you point at me?
Do you guys have any other questions for me?
I have a couple.
Not about my mental stability.
So I have none. Then. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, all right. So I got another question for you. Where, and this is more you personally, where did you first start with the whole birds aren't real? Like, where did you first learn about this? Where did you first become a bird truther, they call it?
I don't actually know. Okay. I think I saw it online somewhere. Like, I saw it on Instagram or something, like a targeted ad. And I was like, you might like this. Because I follow a bunch of true crime pages and everything. And I was like, oh. And then I clicked on it. Here I am. What, 3 years later?
So they said, this person's an idiot. They'll believe it.
She's targeting material.
Madison, how about you? When did you, do you have any recollection of, when you first said, hey, you know what? This actually might be 100% real. When did you become a believer? What was like that, the straw that broke the camel's back for you?
So I read about the history, like before this guy started the movement. I don't remember, but it was attached to another piece of history, whatever, that I read. And I was like, that's an interesting little whatever. And then as the movement got bigger, it's more so of like a, I don't know, I just feel like a lot of people are putting a lot of trust in saying that, like, if the government or whoever tells you that that's, like, not true, then it's just not. Then I feel like the one I don't know. I'm a big believer in, like, I don't think all things are 100% true. I feel like some things there's a 1% of doubt that could be true. That could be the fact.
So you're more on the anti-government stance versus the anti or pro-drone stance?
I mean, both. I'm not anti. I'm not about to overthrow the government, Jake. But I'm more so on the fact that I don't think there wouldn't be a reason for them to confirm it, to make it public record that people are watching us, especially in
the climate. They make it public record? Like, what are you, what is it to you that's public record? What is it to you that is, like, factual?
Because how do you think it would go as a press?
That's what I'm asking you.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't go over probably well, especially with how things are now, of releasing a press statement basically being like, yeah, we're watching your every move through something that's you can't get rid of. I mean, there are birds everywhere.
There are birds everywhere. So can we agree that birds are, at least at one point in history, real?
Yeah, I didn't say they weren't.
Okay.
That's what it made it sound like.
My whole stance was that I don't think it's all birds that aren't real.
So when would you say birds became 100% drones, as Marissa stated earlier?
I don't think they're 100%.
So you don't believe they're 100% drones, yet Marissa is the only one.
Marissa thinks all of them.
Okay, let's clarify that.
I hate
you don't believe that all birds are drones, but yet you do, and at least in America.
No, because that's what I'm
saying. I'm terrified of birds.
I think it's a joke that it's like, oh, no birds are real.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But I do think that there's some truth to it.
So where do you draw that line? If someone tells you 100% birds are drones, you're like, that's a joke. But if someone tells you 1% drones are birds, you're like, I could believe that. I can get behind that. Where do you draw that line?
Jake got your
ass.
Because
I feel like, no, he didn't. I'll tell you why. Because I don't think that you can't be 100% on something you don't know. So you can't be, I don't think you can be 100% on saying that they're not real. And I don't think you can say 100% that all birds are real.
But where do you draw that line of like, if I were to come to you and said 27%, Would you say, yeah, I can get behind that? Or are you like, no, that's too much?
Give you like a
specific statistic?
Just a ballpark.
I would say thinking that about roughly 1/4 of the bird population.
So 25%.
Is not a ridiculous statistic to toss out. Now, if you say, I would say anything over like 50%, I think that's a little much, saying that no birds are real. Or birds, you know what I mean?
No.
Don't know why. It was a...
I don't.
That I feel like, in my opinion anyway, that anything like 50% and over, and even like 40% and over, that's a little excessive. But I do think that about roughly 1/4, that could be a possibility. I don't see why it couldn't be. If there's other little things that could debunk.
But that's still millions of birds.
Okay.
That's a lot of birds.
Okay.
Green
what was your follow-up to that, Jace?
Millions of birds in the world or in America?
America.
This is just America. So I just looked it up. Roughly, there are, and this is the low end. So,
Huh? This from Audubon?
No.
People?
No. So there are an estimated about 200 to 400 billion birds.
Okay, so that...
In the entire U.S.
1/4 of that isn't a lot.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
1/4 of that isn't a lot.
10 to 20.
Are you kidding?
I apologize. That was in the world. There are 10 to 20 billion in the U.S. alone.
Okay.
So do you really
think that's more than the world's population?
Do you really think the U.S. are going to employ that many drones? 25% yes. of that?
Yes, because how many?
2.5 billion at the low end?
I think you underestimate how much.
2.5 billion drones.
But that's like funding for
that. Where are they doing this, though? Like, where are they manufacturing these?
I mean,
pigeons,
you think about it,
these birds.
Where are these birds coming from?
Have
yes.
Government agencies that they don't tell us.
Area 51. Where are they coming from?
But that's what I'm saying.
They're
it could.
There.
You don't know. There's a thousand,
so.
There's different.
No, you don't know.
There's different sites, but you don't either. You don't know either. That's the whole point.
I do know.
So I do. So I do agree that there being some sort of area we don't know
because
about
you, that's what I'm
can be
say,
a legit answer.
You can't say that. Because they don't have it on Google, super secret spot number 46 in Kansas, that, like, obviously, you don't know where they're at.
No, if the government doesn't want us to know, we won't know. I do believe that, yes.
If it's public knowledge, more people, that's why, like, Area 51, I know for a while, people were trying to, like,
break in.
Show up there, break in or whatever, because they found out where it is.
Yes, but my thing is, the U.S. alone spends probably billions of dollars in surveillance.
Okay.
That we know of.
Exactly.
If
so
you're going to spend
it on birds.
If you're going to but if you're going to spend billions more on birds, why are you not why are you doing both?
Some of those,
why are you doing
you from all the way
sorry.
Back there by the TV.
Why are you doing both?
Why are you going downstairs to your car?
We'll FaceTime you.
Versus making a drink. Just like to the birds.
Here's another thing. Especially this day and age, why would they still be using birds when they have much more like sophisticated technology.
But the thing is, though, you have to take into consideration not everybody.
They have, like, satellites that can see your face from space.
But I'm saying, like, maybe as time has gone on and it's progressed, they have figured out other various ways. It doesn't mean the initial.
So the birds are still rolling around creating families and shit.
Hold on. So
only real ones.
So let me get this right. At least I know you have said no. But at least you are saying all the birds.
Tweeting at me.
Shout out Marissa. I'm pointing at Marissa. All of the birds now in America are drones. So you're saying there are 10 million drones. 10 billion, my apologies. 10 billion drones. Yet a majority and a heavy majority of every individual in the United States carries a cell phone that could do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. So why do you think
but
the U.S. government...
But you are being...
Is doing both. Why would they spend the money on both?
Because you are also taking...
They're not the ones spending the money on the phones.
Well, it's not only that.
Exactly. They don't have to spend the money on phones.
They're taking into consideration that every...
So why would they do both? Why would they waste the money on both? I'm sorry,
Madison. Statement that every single person has an iPhone that...
It doesn't have to be an iPhone.
And the same capability.
No free shout-outs. Come on.
A lot of people don't necessarily have that same technology that they can watch them on versus people who have... Like Jace, who has an iPad, an Apple Watch, an iPhone. Sorry.
All right, call me out.
Well, go ahead and flex on them. God damn.
God damn.
Shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
not all of us have it like that.
Marissa has everything too.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all have it like that. But
damn.
Like I'm saying, like, everyone else,
I have a bracelet.
Everyone else. And a bush light.
And a god dang Bush Light. There you go.
Everyone else in America doesn't necessarily, like, you're putting a blanket statement on a very privileged view that everyone has the same technology.
A cell phone?
That, yeah, well, I don't know why you're saying that, like, people don't have cell phones.
Because cell phones are relatively inexpensive.
That's not true, though.
My phone
is... And iPhone 14 is expensive, but you can go
and
get...
And also, you're not taking into consideration that people do not have the money to pay the phone bill and pay the phone every month.
There are ways... There are... Yeah, there are... Thank you. There are ways to get a cell phone.
Okay, but that doesn't mean people are going to.
Give me a ballpark. How many people, like, percentage-wise, how many people do you think have a cell phone in America?
80%. At the high end.
So, you have a way to, air quotes, spy on 80% of the population in America.
What about the other 20%? Do they not matter?
Oh!
But why would you spend billions of dollars to spy on a 20%?
Because you have to know what every person in America is doing.
Because that would be only looking at one demographic of people.
That 20%.
80% of the population is one demographic of people?
Yes, people that are able to afford to have a phone.
Well, that 20% could also include, like, kids, like children.
But that's what I'm saying. So then more than that, though. That's what I'm saying, though. You're...
All right, let's old people that there are kids die. With phones, so...
But there's... You're saying that... Yes, there are kids with phones, but there are kids with no phones. There are adults with no phones.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. You're acting like every single person has an iPhone 13.
But you're missing you're missing my point. I'm saying there is a very I don't know how much it costs the US government to do it, but relatively to the argument, it's probably inexpensive compared to getting 10 billion drones in the air versus what we already know is probably factual. The U.S. government is looking and I wouldn't say tapping, but looking into our cell phone history, cameras, microphones, whatever. They're using that information to quote unquote spy on us. Why are they putting 10 billion drones into the sky?
But you think about it. They didn't do it all at once. They've been slowly doing it since 78.
But why?
To spy on the American people.
But they have probably a way better way of doing it now.
They used to not have that in the 70s.
That's what I'm saying. Cell phones have been around since 2000 and what, 8?
I mean, they had the brick phone in the 80s, which can't track.
I wouldn't track that. But let's say, what was it? The iPhone came out in, what, 2008?
No.
So.
2006, I think.
Was it 6? I'm not.
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's say 06. So from 06 to 2022, which we're in now, they had to increase the supply of bird drones.
They don't have to. We're not saying.
So you're saying. So at what point did they kill off every single bird? Because if there's no real birds out there, that means they've killed off every single bird in America. So what? At what point did they do it?
I'm the only person here that doesn't think any birds are real.
That's what I'm looking at you. What I'm asking.
Because
that.
I don't like birds. It is easier for me to believe that they are not real.
It's not like a hate crime to me.
It is. I hate birds.
That's what I'm asking you. When? Did they kill off every single bird in America?
So they slowly killed off the birds from the late 70s until the 90s. Whatever. As these drone birds have been killed, caught, whatever, they're not replacing them. Who cares? Money is fake. I work with money every day, and it's fake. And these people, what does it matter? The government's already trillions of dollars in debt, $70 billion on bird drones. What does it matter? In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter.
You heard it here first, people. The U.S. government's in debt because of bird drones.
Correct. Yes. So then follow up, I guess.
But that doesn't...
Now, after having this conversation, Marissa, obviously your stance is still that... No birds aren't real.
No birds are real.
I mean, no birds are real.
I don't think birds are real.
Okay, so she's 100%.
She's gone. She's too far to bring back to the light.
Part of that is deep-rooted in my hate for birds. So take that for what you want.
In any debate.
So, our advice to you, don't run for office.
No, I would not get it. There's three levels of it. Either you completely think this whole conspiracy is a sham. Yeah, it's a sham. The middle of it where it's like, that's a possibility that there are some birds, not all, but some, and that all birds, fuck them, drones. So, what about Jake and Jace?
Okay.
What do you guys think? Where do you guys still land on the topic after all of the information you have at hand?
So, I would say that in the sense of spy technology, I guess you can call it. we do have devices that can mock other living beings, whether it's a bug to, all the way to a bird. I would say that I am more than 0% belief in that. I do think that there is a way that the government has made whatever it is to a drone to look like whatever. Do I think that the U.S. government killed 10 billion to 20 billion birds and replaced them all with drones? No. Where I would say I'm at realistically is birds aren't drones. Birds are all real. The U.S. has ways that aren't via birds to spy on us if they need be. And that there are ways that they can create devices. However, to create 10 to 20 billion of them is absurd.
So you're at the 0%.
I would say I'm below 10%.
But you do believe that there could be truth to it.
To the birds aren't real, I'm at 0%. To the fact that they can't... So you're asking me...
Certainly, do you think birds are not real? Any amount of birds.
I'm at 0%.
Okay. So, to wrap things up, we know that Marissa does not think any birds are real. They can all die.
Okay.
I think that there is some truth to it, that some of them could be drones.
Some truth.
Correct.
Okay. So you're up in the air?
I would be.
Figuratively and.
Yeah, to everything else. So then you two, do you guys think, are you guys on the side of it could be true? Absolutely not true at all? Or that this is true 100%, all birds, drones.
So where do we lie on the argument? Jace, you want to go ahead and start this one off, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I can go.
Okay.
I'm still on the side. I'm pretty, like, the exact opposite of Marissa. I'm 0%.
Whatever Marissa's just been rambling about, take that opposite of it.
100%. I still believe that there are no birds that are robots. I think we do have the capability to, you know, like, have drones and everything, but I don't think they're in the shape of a bird flying around. This is a nice little bedtime story, but I'm not really
committed to it.
Yeah, I'm not really committed to it. I don't think.
On my end, I am just gonna say that I am a believer that we can do it. 10 to 20 billion is a lot, and it's going to cost a lot of money, so much money. However, do I think the U.S. government would do it? It is a possibility, but I don't think that they would, because I think there's so many easier options for them to do if they were to spy on all of us, i.e. something we all carry, a cell phone. So if I were to give you a percentage, it would definitely be sub 1%. It would be a lot closer to 0 than it is 1%.
But there is a little bit of a percent.
There is a little glimmer of hope that, and it's literally just based on the fact that I think the U.S. government could do it if they wanted to. I just do not think that they want to.
All right. I think that's a good place to wrap up the episode right there. Make sure you follow us on all social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I want to say a special thank you to Jake and Marissa for joining our podcast.
Thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you so much for having us, guys. We had a blast.
Agreed. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And birds are real.
They're not.
All right. Hopefully you'll see them on soon. And with that, bye.
Bye.